Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
What up, everybody? What up, everybody? Man, what a shit show we're watching, huh? This is the most ridiculous fucking spectacle I've ever seen. They're trying to convince everybody. Trying to convince all the Patriots. I don't even know. Maybe moderates, because I know they're not going to convince the Patriots. But this fucking clown show, this fucking circus act is embarrassing. Not for us, but for them. It's embarrassing for fucking them. Because in the end, the only ones that are going to pay dearly is them. Every single fucking sellout getting up there and throwing Trump under the bus, the only ones that are going to fucking pay dearly for this is them. The chess moves, the move the White Hats are making is letting them exhaust all their moves. And what they are doing is highly embarrassing themselves. It's a fucking joke, just like the other impeachments. It's a fucking joke. It's really, really, if you look at it, this is the third impeachment, folks. This is the third impeachment. They're doing everything they can to discredit Trump. Why? Because he is such a fucking threat. He's the one figure with a country, with a world behind him that can upset the globalist plans. The one guy that can upset the globalist plans is Trump. Otherwise, this would be smooth sailing for him, folks. Folks, by him upsetting Hillary, he's playing chicken with the deep state. By him upsetting Hillary, by him becoming president, by everything that has happened up until this point, we are in the fight. And we're going to win this. We're going to win this. Folks, you can Venmo me D-Rod1977, D-Rod1977. When the lights go out, when the lights go out, baby. That's on Amazon. And the Mexican Mix is also on Amazon. Leave an honest review for both, folks. There's so much to talk about today that I took a bit to set up for what I had to speak about today. But first, folks, virtual shield. Your privacy is stepped on more and more each year thanks to major advancements in tech and AI. The most recent report is that AI will now monitor your facial expressions. With cameras to detect and decipher your emotions in real time during live streams, like me. This is just the latest example of infringement on your right to privacy. You must take steps to make yourself anonymous online now and protect your privacy before it's too late. It's only going to continue to get worse, folks. Using a VPN like Virtual Shield while online is no longer a choice, but it is a requirement. Otherwise, data like your Google searches, browsing history, frequent locations are more and more at risk. Virtual Shield is leagues above other VPNs due to their strict no-log policy and lightning-fast speeds. With Virtual Shield, nobody except you will know what you're doing online, like watching porn. I'm convinced Virtual Shield will give my audience the quality and privacy you need. It's a 30-day free trial to try out now, the flagship VPN for themselves. They're so confident that you'll like their service that they've also added a 30-day money-back guarantee. 30-day money-back guarantee for a total of 60 days risk-free. This is only good for a limited time, so hurry and start your free trial today. Hit the link below, folks. Hit the link below. Virtual Shield gives you VPN. This is this. I use it. I use it. Every all the products that I come out here and spill out, I use, folks. I use. So, Spotify, Nino's Corner. Spotify is Nino's Corner. Telegram is Nino's Corner. Basically, everything is Nino's Corner. That's how you find me. Getter is Nino's Corner. Rumble is Nino's Corner. I put a lot. YouTube is my G-rated version. Rumble is scratching the surface. And then Nino's Corner.tv is the fringe content, folks. I put up the Monica B interview yesterday. I don't know. I'll leave that up for you guys. I'll leave that up for you guys for a while. I don't know what to think about it. I'm just like, was this, I don't know. Was he nuts? I don't know. You all decide. I lay it out for you all to play it out. Patriotwear.com. You can get one of these hats coming at you live from the apocalypse. And Raised Right on my site, Raised Right. I love this shirt. I love this fucking shirt. Raised Right, baby. That's on patriotwear.com. Patriotwear.com. Truth Social, David Rodriguez Boxer. Truth Social is David Rodriguez Boxer. Ha-ha! And then Twitter is Nino Boxer. Nino Boxer. My Instagram is David Nino Rodriguez Boxer. David Nino Rodriguez Boxer. Nino'sCorner.tv, folks. Nino'sCorner.tv. Why do I feel like a fucking like infomercial guy selling you like a juicer? What the fuck? This is what I'm doing now. Oh, shit. All right. So, Nino'sCorner.tv is on fire, as usual. I have David Snedeker going up on there. David Snedeker talking about everything with that letter in the alphabet. The return of that letter in the alphabet. Folks, everyone I'm talking to says legit, 100 across the board, 100% legit, they're back. 1,700 days later, they're back. So David Snedeker, who I consider a fucking expert, if there's anybody that follows this shit as much as this guy, bring him to my attention, because I don't think there's anybody who follows it like this guy. A lot of you may be Snedheads, I don't know. But David Snedeker is coming, on my show, I'll be uploading it today. I have Jim Willie once again coming on, talking about the financial status. We all know what's going on. He's got his fingers on the pulse. I like him. He knows just about everything that's going on. An important guest, a very intriguing guest, an awesome guest. Anna Kate is coming on. Danian Brinkley is coming on my show. Bo Pony. Remember, he said the shift is happening on the 21st. So it's past the 21st. There does seem to be a shift, a big shift. My question is this. Is it spiritual chess moves, or is it a democratic strategy to get voters? Seriously, I want to know what you guys think on that. Is this a spiritual chess move? Are we bringing back God into the country, or is this democrats? Is this their move to bring in voters and get hysteria, mass hysteria? I'm a little bit confused on that. I want your all's opinion on that. You guys, we all do this together. We are all doing this together. So, what's your thoughts on this, folks? Juan O'Savings is going to be coming on soon again with an update. I got the ghost. The ghost has been hard to schedule, folks. He's a busy guy. Believe me when I tell you, the ghost is very elusive. He's very elusive. With that, folks, Nino'sCorner.tv, that's the place to be. Cancel your Netflix and get to Nino'sCorner.tv. At least you learned something. And remember, Patriot Wear, you can get a Raised Right shirt. You can get the Coming At You Live from the Apocalypse. Coming At You Live from the Apocalypse, folks. Oh, yeah. Baby, yeah, let's do it. Folks, if there was no white hat activity, if there was nothing going on, these motherfuckers wouldn't be scrambling the way they are. They're scrambling. They're scared. This would have been wrapped up and done and over with Hillary Clinton. Let me tell you, folks, it would have been done. We're in the fight. Put on your fucking bootstraps. Put on your gloves. We're going at it. It's a 12-round fight. You know, I asked Juan, I go, how long is this fight? That's multiple 15-rounders. All right, well, that's what we got to prepare for. That's all right with me. At least we're in the fight. How boring would life be right now if we weren't in the apocalypse, folks? We're all in it together. We're all in this shit show together. We're all in this together. That's all I got to say. My question is, and it's a big question, are these spiritual chess moves? Maybe it can be both. But I have this feeling, I don't know. Gee, what would you do if you needed voters? What would you do? Yes, sure. Sure, it's very nice to see life, babies having a right to live. But I don't know. I kind of feel like if you were going to bring some kind of hysteria and divide the country even more, wouldn't you do it with Roe versus Wade? And if they go after gay marriage, I'm going to have no choice to think these are Democratic moves. I don't, what's your thoughts on this, folks? Give me your opinion on here. I'd like to see them. Durham keeps saying heads are going to roll. Oh, I've heard it too, folks. Heads are going to roll. It's going to be biblical. It is going to be biblical. But, you know, Juan, you got to remember, Juan said that Washington, D.C., years before it happened, Juan said Washington, D.C. would be like a prison. It'd be gated off. It'd be boarded up. He was right. He said this will be the summer of discontent. That we're coming into the summer of discontent. The guy doesn't tell us, look, folks, he doesn't tell you everything. He doesn't tell me. He tells me, what he tells me on my interviews is what you all know. Okay? There's a lot going on. Ghislaine Maxwell sentenced to 20 years in prison. Ghislaine Maxwell sentenced to 20 years in prison. Really? Just 20 years? Man. I mean, she'll be an old lady by the time she gets out. But, I mean, what will she do, 8 years? I mean, seriously, what's going on here? But the fact that she's even going to prison, folks, the fact that there's even attention on this, that there's even a light shined on this, is big. And in my opinion, I think The Sound of Freedom, Jim Caviezel's movie, I think it's just going to come out at the right time. I think it's going to come out. It's on God's hand, is all over this. And I think it's going to come out at the right time, in my opinion. I think just when we need it. The Sound of Freedom, folks, it's coming. I know it is. New York, Ghislaine Maxwell, who once was an international jet-setting socialite, was sentenced to socialite. I think she gives a new meaning to socialite. Was sentenced to 20 years in prison on June 28th for trafficking young women to be used for sexual exploits of her employer and one-time romantic partner, Jeffrey Epstein. Boy, this guy had fucking mind control on her, huh? I think she was so much in love with him, she just did what he said. That's what I think. And she totally lost her soul while doing this. This guy is like, yeah, you know, I like a lot of women. I like a lot of women. You want to be with me? You're going to have to deal with the fact that I like a lot of women. And I like them under the age of 12. I like them real young. Old enough to pee, old enough for me, is Jeffrey Epstein's motto. So she says, okay, well, I love you so much, I'll do anything for you. And that's kind of how I see this happening. This is how I saw, I don't know, that's how I feel like, besides demonic possession. That's how I see this. That's how really how I see this. But let's that's good news, kind of, sort of. I expected her to have more years in prison, to be honest with you. I think this is fucking ridiculous, but, you know, she won't be able to. I think she'll die in jail. I think she'll die in jail anyway. The stress on the body, especially for a woman doing 20 years, is like, forget it. She's not coming out. But as the circus continues, folks, as the circus continues, I don't know. Are you guys even watching this shit? Are you guys watching this shit on CNN? The only time I get a brief glimpse of it is when I go to the gym, and that's all they got is fucking CNN over my treadmill, and I have no remote. I have no remote to change it. So I put on my AirPods, and I listen to some good music. Like yesterday, it was Foreigner. I like classic rock. I do. But the only time I see it on CNN is at the gym. Otherwise, I could care less. I try to get some points here and there for you guys, but this is what I'm picking up. Basically, tons of sellouts, tons of bad actors and sellouts, folks. Big time fucking sellouts. Everybody's throwing Trump under the bus. That's what they're doing. Everybody. kind of makes you wonder, folks, what do they got on these people? A former White House aide delivers shocking testimony about an out-of-control Trump on January 6th. An out-of-control Trump. How do you feel when someone steals something from you? I lose my shit. If someone tries to rip me off, I want to kick their fucking ass. End of story. Some guy stole my fucking stereo in the dressing room when I was boxing. I found him and I mollywopped his ass in the fucking lobby. Kicked his fucking ass. True story. I said, someone told me, hey, we know who took your stereo. I go, who took it? That guy over there. He didn't have it on him. I go, you took my stereo? I know you did. Bam, bitch. Boom. Don't ever take a stereo again. Now you got to go get your fucking teeth fixed. So, yeah, if he's mad, wouldn't you be mad? I'd be mad. Anyway, that's beside the point. My glasses are fogging up again. David yells too much. He's too fucking out of control. No, I'm just passionate. I'm passionate. That's a true story. Cassidy Hutchinson's remarks portray Donald Trump as spiraling into an increasingly manic rage as he continued his last-ditch effort to seize a second. Look how they word this. To seize a second term. Minutes before Donald Trump took the stage at the Ellipse rally on January 6th, he urged the Secret Service to remove security magnometers to let people in with weapons. Sure he did. Okay. Because they're not here to hurt me. A former top White House aide told investigators on Tuesday. What's happening right now across the country? You got AOC. You got Maxwell. What the fuck's that black lady's name? Waters, Maxine Waters, whatever. They're all out there rallying their troops, aren't they? They're out there saying, hit the streets. Take over the Capitol. I mean, that's not an insurrection. Really? Okay. But anyway, this guy says, leave peacefully. That's what I remember Trump saying. Cassidy Hutchinson also testified to the J6 Select Panel, Unselect Committee, panel that Trump intended to travel with the supporters at the rally to the Capitol, a progression that quickly became a violent mob. A violent mob. You mean people holding hands and praying? Because that's the footage I saw. And we all know who infiltrated this. Like Ray Epps. Where's Ray Epps? Oh, let's not talk about him. Oh, fuck Ray Epps. Ah, sweep that under the rug. You see what they're doing here? I'm getting some gray hairs here, huh? Time to get for some Just for Men. All right. She also recalled a hearing from security official Tony Ornato, that when Trump was informed he would be returning to the White House, he lunged for the steering wheel of his vehicle and was physically retained by, oh gosh. Can you imagine? This is such bullshit. Retained by the head of his security detail, who sat by silently as Ornato relayed the story. Trying to make him out to be as ridiculous as possible, folks. Lying. And this is not going to work out well for him. Look, could we see an arrest? I've heard yes. And it could be a major gut punch. It could be a major gut punch for all of us. But that's what they want. They want to discredit this guy. They got to take him out of the picture. He's a massive threat. But like Juan always says, it's not about Trump. This is way bigger than Trump. This is way bigger than Trump. But he represents all of us, doesn't he? Well, we believe to be true. We don't want to be globalists. We don't want to join the globalist prison planet. There's no future in that, folks. They will dictate everything. This will be bondage and slavery. Sounds good to the socialists. Oh, everybody gets to be the same. We get chips. We get chips everywhere. Homo Deus is Harari. I think his name is Harari or whatever the fuck his name is. Harari. Is what he says the next step in evolution is Homo Deus. That's what they have planned to use, trying to use transhumanism. Folks, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy, is what they say. You'll drive their little electric scooters and cars and care about the environment. killing all human endeavor, the human will to achieve. And for some people, this sounds great, but it only sounds great to the lazy, underperforming people. I don't ever get mad at someone succeeding. I don't get mad at someone that's achieving something, making money, doing good for themselves. I'm like, wow, that's an inspiration, man. That should be an inspiration for all of us. When you see someone, you know somebody who made it, they're doing well for themselves, that should tell you that you could do the same. I love comeback stories, man. I'm a comeback story. I was down and out. Down and fucking out, man. I died twice. Twitter. You guys wonder what's going on with Twitter? Because I do. Twitter. Elon Musk celebrates birthday with huge Twitter milestone as he awaits news on the $43 billion takeover. So I'm waiting to hear this because I'd like to see my Twitter jump back up again because it just stays at about 74.2 to 74.6. I don't know. Elon Musk has turned 51 today, or I guess yesterday. And he celebrated in style by gaining his 100 millionth Twitter follower. The Tesla and SpaceX box is the sixth most followed person on the app that he may come to own. Guess who's before him? Guess who has more followers than him that I bet are bots? Barack Obama. Musk's Twitter following has spiked during his negotiations to buy the company for over $40 billion. He gained nearly 10 million followers in 1 month after buying a 10% stake in Twitter on April 4th. While Musk's Twitter following has trended upward, his bid to buy the remaining 90% of the company has hit a snag. Musk and Twitter's legal brass have haggled over the volume of spam accounts on the platform to the point that Musk claimed the deal is temporarily on hold. Twitter provided Musk's team with a fire hose of Twitter data that compromises not only a real-time record of tweets, but the devices they tweet from, as well as information about the accounts that tweet. Man, you're telling me Big Brother isn't following you? For their own analysis, Musk addressed Twitter employees in a town hall-style conference and committed to appearing before them again for more Q&A in the future. So it's going to be interesting to see what Musk does here. I think he's going to take it over. I think he's going to go for it. It's interesting to see. Now, here's where I'm a little confused on everything, folks. There's some big moves the Supreme Court's making, but is it a Democratic strategy to get voters out, or are they just following the Constitution? Seems like both to me, but at the same time, why now? Why before midterms? Why wouldn't you wait after a little bit before you go full retard? I'm just saying. Why now? Why everything right now? To rally up the troops, to get everyone out on the streets, to get everyone pissed before midterms? Why now? Why wouldn't you wait? Supreme Court strikes down New York City law allowing 800 non-citizens to vote. So the Supreme Court strikes down the New York City law allowing 800,000 non-citizens to vote. That's good. I'm for that. Supreme Court just ruled that public school teachers can now lead students in prayer. That's good. I'm for that. Roe versus Wade has been overturned. So there's a lot going on and more to come. Now, are we going to be looking at gay marriage? Are we going to be looking at, can they just wait till after midterms on that one, please? On that one, can you just wait till after midterms, please? At least. Suspicious, folks. Lots of stuff happened at the Capitol, at the January 6th Capitol. Four police officers that were there, that were at the Capitol on January 6th, have committed suicide. Gee, that's pretty suspicious if you ask me. Four police officers that were at the Capitol on January 6th have committed suicide. Michael Stinger, Senate Sergeant at Arms on January 6th, was found dead Monday. And rumors are that he was shot. So Senate Sergeant at Arms on January 6th was found dead Monday. Rumors are that he was shot. Lots of strange hanky-panky going on. Yeah, are you guys arguing on here? Where's my moderators at? So in using intimidation, remember, folks, it's NATO against countries that want to break away from the grips of globalism. That's really what this is all about. Russia tries to impress the West by publishing satellite photos of nuclear war targets. So Russia is like sending photographs to America saying, look at this target. Russia's space agency published the coordinates of Western defense headquarters, including the U.S. Pentagon and the venue of NATO summit on Tuesday, June 28th, saying Western satellite operators were working on Russia's enemy, Ukraine. Dmitry Rogozin, head of Roskosmos, told the Russian RIA Novosti news agency the entire conglomerate of private and state orbital groupings is now working exclusively for our enemy. Members of the U.S.-led NATO alliance make no secret on the fact that they are sending weapons to help Ukraine resist Russia's invasion. The U.S. satellite imagery company Maxar, whose clients include the U.S. Defense Department, has several times published pictures it has taken over Ukraine and Russia since before the invasion began in February. I've never thought we'd be living in a time. I thought maybe it would happen. I'd be like in my 80s or I'd be dead, or maybe it happened in my kids' generation. But I never thought that we'd have the threat of pandemics, World War III, the threat of civil unrest, civil war. I mean, everything is just on the table now. Everything's on the table now. Everything is on the table now. This is the craziest time to be alive. I feel like I'm privileged to be commentating the show to some degree. I'm sure some of you feel, you all should feel privileged that we're alive to witness this. The greatest, this is the final war.
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This is it. This is the final battle. It doesn't get any better than this, folks. We got front row seats. Front row seats to the apocalypse, baby. To the apocalypse, baby. Oh, yeah. David, don't hurt me. David, don't hurt me. All right, post David, go faster. Rapido, David. All right. Over 100 Georgia sheriffs condemn Democratic gubernatorial challenger over defund the police. A total of 102 sheriffs in Georgia have joined Governor Brian Kemp, a Republican who is seeking a second term, in a statement condemning Democratic gubernatorial. That's such a strange word, gubernatorial. My sister used to call me a goober when I was a little kid. Hey, get out of here, goober. Gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams over her support of soft-on-crime policies. The statement released on June 27th also criticized Abrams for advancing the defund the police movement, with her position as a board member at the Margaret Casey Foundation, a Seattle-based grant-making group, which the sheriffs called an anti-police organization. What do you all think CERN is? I'm curious to see your thoughts on what CERN is. I have my thoughts on what CERN is. I think it's a... I, in my opinion, the Hadron Collider. I think it's when you're messing with dark matter and the God particle. I don't think it's going to work out too well. I just don't think it works out too well. And I think there's more to it. I think there's a lot more to it. I think right now with everything that's happening, I do believe that we are letting God back into our lives. A lot of people are praying harder than they ever had before. So what would you do if you were on the other side? You'd fight back with evil. You'd fight back, right? So maybe CERN is that tool that they use to fight back. just saying, I don't know. I'm not an expert on CERN. I just have my theories. But will the gates of hell be opening? I think they're getting ready to open it today, July. What are they doing, folks? Who knows? Just fact check that. So a lot of people speculate that CERN is a dimensional portal, that it opens up for demonic entities. I entertain it. I think it very well could be. Who knows? I've seen demonic entities. I think they used to all hang out around me when I was drinking. I'm no fun anymore, so they don't come around. Not as often. So many claim this to be true. So my Nino's investigators, I want to see what you think. Get busy and investigate this. Fact check this, please. Is CERN running tonight? When is CERN opening up? Is it tonight? And what do you all believe this is used for? What do you all believe this is used for? July 5th. Okay, July 5th, 6 hours ahead of EDD. Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. So July 5th, I guess you guys agree with me or July 5th? Okay, July 5th it is. Oh, yes. All right. Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice. You got to love Beetlejuice. Lori Lightfoot is at it again. She takes a stage at the Pride fucking festival. So you rattle the cages of hell and angry demons have to be summoned, folks. Angry demons have to be summoned. Lori Lightfoot, a.k.a. Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice takes the stage at Pride in the Park to rally more demons. Yells, fuck Clarence Thomas. Yells, fuck Clarence Thomas. Man, she sounds like a real class act. Yells, fuck Clarence Thomas. Gets on stage. This is a mayor, folks. A mayor. This is a mayor. Now, I know I come on here and I cuss and I say all the shit that I say I do. If I was ever going to run for office, that would quit. That would stop immediately. If you've ever seen me commentate boxing, I never cuss. I know when to cuss. This is my show. I get to do what I please to do. I get to do what I want to do. I get to do what I want to do on the show. This is my show. I get to cuss. But if you're a mayor or you hold any kind of political office, it's kind of trashy. I don't know. Fired up, Mary Lightfoot tells Pride in the Park crowd, fuck Clarence Thomas. Lori Lightfoot Twitter. And then in her Twitter response to the backlash, Mary tweeted, I said what I said. You think people would be celebrating life? Like, wow, the human species gets to move on, gets to black people, especially black people. I think, don't they have, now it's a guess, but I would imagine that this is going to help the black people more than anybody. What are you so upset about? What are you so mad about? Life, it's life. You get to live. Our species gets to move on. My body, my choice. It's a parasite. It's just a parasite. That's all it is. It's a parasite. I doubt Clarence Thomas gives a crap what Beetlejuice says. I agree with you. And there we go again with my... Okay, so opinions. In 1970, a woman went to jail for abortion. Now it could happen again. So this is the liberal stuff that I pick up on. Now that the Supreme Court has rescinded the constitutional right to illegal abortion in Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization, the story of Shirley Wheeler, who had an illegal abortion in Florida in 1970, is even more poignant. Wheeler's story, which is featured in the new season of Slate's Slow Burn podcast, took place nearly 3 years before Roe v. Wade legalized abortion at the federal level in 1973. At a time when abortion's legality was dictated by an uneven patchwork of different state laws, Wheeler's arrest, prosecution, and conviction and sentencing over 50 years ago in a state with a restrictive abortion law is an important story to remember now that millions of women across America are again facing similar barriers. I don't understand, man. Like, make the guy wear a condom. I don't know. Plan B, at the very least. I don't know how you guys feel about that, but Plan B. go get a pill. I don't know. Be on the birth control. There's so many ways. There's so many ways. I mean, God, especially late term abortion, man. Like when a baby's like ready to be born and then you kill it. I mean, you don't see anything wrong with that. Like deep down, I know you do. Deep down in your core, you say my body, my choice, but really that's a separate human. That's a soul. That's how I see it. Look, years ago, folks, I used to be for abortion. I used to be for it years ago. I used to be like, ah, abortion, man, especially if you take home someone you don't want to be with and something happens. Well, man, you know, I was like, ah, you know, I was a 20-something-year-old kid and I would think it'd be all right. I've never forced anyone to have an abortion. I've never had a girl have an abortion, at least not that of my knowledge, not that I know of. But I used to think like there was a lot of gray until I really got into this fight and started realizing that this is a spiritual war. And that every soul has a right to be born. Now, when does life start? That's a question that I'm not, I have no expertise on, and I don't know how to answer that. But I'm just saying I used to be for abortion, and now I'm not. Now I'm like, I look at it as a soul, a separate soul, you know, that has a right to be born. That's how I see it. And AOC and Warren's master plan, abortions at Yellowstone National Park. So this is what they're planning to do. I'm dead serious. This is a real article. Democrats seem devastated by the reversal of Roe versus Wade. Some say they have even taken time off work to grieve, and others have taken to the streets. They've taken to the streets to protest. Oh, shit. Oh, my. Stay on your sex strike. Stay on your sex strike. And so many members of Congress are working to protect abortion rights, starting with a plan to offer abortion clinics in national parks. Yes, you read that right. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, and Senator Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, are lobbying for Biden administration to set up emergency abortion clinics in federal lands. Make abortion as available as possible with the tools he has, including medication abortion, including using federal lands as a place where abortions can occur. So you can go camping and get an abortion, I guess, at a national park. You want to have a cookout? Hey, we'll have a cookout. Come over to my campsite. We'll also give you an abortion. California constitutional amendment securing abortion contraceptive rights goes to voters. So Newsom, California voters will decide in November whether the state constitution should explicitly protect a person's right to an abortion. And Governor Gavin Newsom announced new efforts to solidify California's status as a reproductive safe haven for women. On Monday, the Democratic-controlled legislature gave final approval to the abortion measure, which puts the issue before the state's voters and the latest countermeasure aimed at the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe versus Wade. All it did was send it back to the states. That's it. You decide. I'm with that. I understand that. How come nobody else understands that? Fuck. All they did was send it back to the states. That's it. Now the states decide. That's it. Get mad at your fucking governor. I don't know. Texas law banning abortion temporarily blocked by court. Texas law banning abortion is temporarily blocked by court. So under the temporary restraining order against enforcement of the pre-Roe versus Wade law, abortions up to 6 weeks can resume in the state at some clinics, according to the ACLU. At Harris County, a Harris County judge granted a temporary restraining order Tuesday to block pre-Roe versus Wade abortion ban in Texas, signaling a small victory for abortion right groups. So, I guess in Texas, anything under 6 weeks, abortions up to 6 weeks can resume in the state at some clinics, some clinics, according to the ACLU. So a Harris County judge granted the temporary restraining order Tuesday to block pre-Roe versus Wade abortion ban in Texas. So up to 6 weeks, you can still get an abortion in Texas at certain clinics. The whispers of Hillary Clinton, 2024 have started, folks. I don't see this happening. I think a lot of things are going to transpire that are going to put a stop to that. Just my opinion. But CNN, the immediate aftermath of the Supreme Court monumental decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, conservative writer John Ellis took to the internet to make provocative case. It was time for Hillary Clinton to make another political comeback. Now is her moment, he wrote. The Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade creates the opening for Hillary Clinton to get out of stealth mode and start down the path toward declaring her candidacy for the 2024 Democratic presidential nomination. You know, this is why I think that this could be a Democratic strategy. Could you imagine? This could be setting up a Clinton run. She could run on this in 2024, folks. Overturn Roe v. Wade or put back Roe v. Wade, whatever. She could run on this. But I don't think it's going to get to that point. I'm going down swinging saying that. I don't think we're going to get to that point. We can't get to that point. I said it before. If we get to 2024 and nothing happens, I'm fucking done. Then we lost. That's the way I see it. Then I'll go get a cabin in the woods. I'll go get a fucking cabin in the woods. Go fishing and live off the land and then I don't know. If we get to that point, we're in deep shit. That's the way I see it. We're in deep shit. If Hillary or Oprah run in 2024, we are in deep shit. That means it didn't work out too well for us. All right. Every branch of the military is struggling to make its 2022 recruiting goals, officials say. With a record low number of Americans eligible to serve, a few of those willing to do it, this is the year we question the sustainability and all-volunteer force, said an expert. Every branch of the U.S. military is struggling to meet its fiscal year 2022 recruiting goals, says multiple U.S. military and defense officials. And numbers obtained by the NBC News show both a record low percentage of young Americans eligible to serve and even a tinier fraction willing to consider it. I think it's because of that. My opinion. Inflation hits July 4th cookouts with food prices up as much as 36%. 36%, folks. Inflation. Add 4th of July cookouts to the list of what Americans will pay more for this year. A lot more. Ground beef prices are up 36% from a year ago. 36 fucking percent. Do you see how they're trying to weed out beef and get you on Beyond Meat? Yay! We're all going to eat soy. Yes! I'm a meat eater. I like red meat. I like just knock off the horns, wipe its ass, and put it on my plate, folks. Oh, you're so mean. Become a vegan. Ground beef prices are up 36% from a year ago, while chicken breasts gained by a third. According to a survey from the American Farm Bureau Federation, overall revelers can expect to spend 17% more on food for a barbecue, making the biggest increase since the lobbying organization began tracking data a decade ago. In 2021, the cost of an Independence Day cookout declined by less than 1%, according to the group. But much has changed since then. Costs for fuel, labor, and key farming inputs like fertilizer have soared. And look what they put there. This is a liberal syndicate. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has worsened the situation. No, it hasn't! No, it hasn't. This is the Great Reset, and they're doing this on fucking purpose. Stop believing the bullshit. They just need someone to point a finger at. The stupidity of people.
ooh, it's because of Russia.
No, it's not. No, it's not. There's a lot we can do here. Keystone Pipeline. I don't know. Remember he shut it down? There's a lot of ways to solve a problem, folks. A lot of ways. And he ain't solving shit because he's told not to. He's told not to. Now for some border news. 51 migrants dead after being found inside a sweltering semi-truck in San Antonio, with more hospitalized. 51 migrants are dead after they and others were found in sweltering conditions in a semi-truck in San Antonio. Precinct 1, Bexar County Commissioner Rebecca Clay Flores said during a news conference Tuesday, the death toll includes migrants from Mexico, Guatemala, and Honduras, according to a federal law enforcement official who spoke on condition of anonymity. The federal examiner's office has identified potentially 34 of the 51 victims, Clay Florida said. The county medical examiner has also asked for assistance from medical examiner offices in neighboring counties due to the large number of victims. Here in El Paso, they used to hop the trains all the time, the Santa Fe train. They come right over, jump on the train, and just take off to wherever the fuck they need to go. Now we're busting them out. So why they're on a fucking train, I don't know. You guys can get a free ride anywhere. The Border Patrol is an Uber service. That's it. It's an Uber service. So just come over, and you don't need to hop on any trains. You just take the Uber service, the Border Patrol. Our tax dollars are paying for it, so don't worry. We're paying for you to come here. It's quite all right. We'll give you free credit cards, whatever you need. Some cash, whatever, you know, free meals, PlayStation, whatever you need. We got it. We got you. Come on over. Come on in. Come on in. It's okay. We got you. Our tax dollars are paying for it. Come on in. Come on. Come on. It's all right. Now, this is we're leading up to some what the fuck news. Justice served. Now, I want your thoughts on this, folks. Is this justice served? I guess. I don't know. 101-year-old. A 101-year-old. This isn't what the fuck news, but it's getting close to it. A 101-year-old ex-guard Nazi camp. Ex-guard at a Nazi camp. He's 101 years old. Okay? Guy should have been dead 20 years ago. He's a 101-year-old ex-guard at a Nazi camp, is convicted by German court. Let me guess, they gave him life. Okay, so Berlin, a 101-year-old former concentration camp guard, was convicted by a German court on Tuesday of being an accessory to more than 3,500 murders and sentenced to 5 years in prison. Well, 5 years, although it was not clear whether he would ever serve time. The man, who has been widely described in the German media as the oldest person ever to be tried on Nazi-era charges, worked as an SS guard at the Sachsenhausen, I don't know, concentration camp north of Berlin. 1942 and 1945, he denied working at the camp, and prosecutors were unable to directly link him to the deaths of the prisoners. That's a hell of a long time to get justice. I think I'm going to give you a doubleheader today, folks. A what the fuck news doubleheader. And what the fuck news doubleheader. German man leaves a severed head at the courthouse. All right. German police on Tuesday said they detained a man suspected of leaving a human head in front of the Bonn District Court. A body was found a few hundred meters away on the Rhine River. Police said they believe the body belongs to the severed head. The 38-year-old suspect is from the Bonn area, the police said. Police said no suspicious activity was reported in the area, and they are seeking witnesses. That's just part of what the fuck news. Let's get to the next part of the what the fuck news. LAPD officer. Again, I didn't mean to laugh. It's kind of fucked up, though. It's kind of fucked up. LAPD police officer beaten to death during training to simulate mob, family says. So, Houston Tipping went into Los Angeles Police Department training on May 26, a healthy 32-year-old police officer. But after his fellow officers beat him as part of the exercise designed to simulate a mob, he left a quadriplegic, according... That's sad. He left a quadriplegic, according to a new complaint Tipping's mother has filed against the city. Unable to breathe on his own, Tipping died 3 days later when his family took him off his life support. So he goes in for an exercise to simulate a mob, and they actually beat the shit out of him. Unable to breathe on his own, Tipping died 3 days later when his family took him off life support. Now his mother is preparing to sue the city of Los Angeles. On Friday, Shirley Hubman filed a notice of claim with the city, a requirement under California state law before someone sues a government agency. She's accused the LAPD, her son's employer, of about 5 years of wrongful death, assault and battery, and violating her son's civil rights. So they beat him like a piñata. That's called a Mexican beatdown. It's a what a lay. That's how we do it over here, homes. But that's how we do it on the west side. Well, folks, I don't know. Spiritual chess moves? Is it spiritual chess moves or is this Democratic strategy? You know, and the more I look at it, the way we see this shit playing out, the rallying of the troops, right? The rallying of the crazies, It seems to me that it could be a strategy to get them behind the Democrats. They need something, right? They really need something for people to get behind coming into the midterms. And maybe a Hillary presidential run, as horrible as that sounds. I don't know. My guess is as good as yours. I'm wondering what you all think. I have some good guests on Nino's Corner.tv today. I got Jim Willie. I got Anna Kate, all coming up in the next 30 minutes. And, I'm putting David Snedeker up on Nino's Corner.tv today, talking about that letter in the alphabet, the return of 17, folks. Sounds legit. Everyone I've talked to has told me it's legit. Yes, it is legit. So let's see what happens, folks. 1,700 days later, it's back. It's back. I was watching The View yesterday on the monitor in the gym. And boy, oh boy, would I love to get on The View. Could you imagine me on The View? Oh boy. Oh boy. That'd be fucking nice. That'd be nice. Boy, I was like, that'd be a dream come true to get in there. Let the fox in the hen house, baby. I'd eat all those chickens. I'd eat all those chickens headed off. All right, folks, I'm out of here. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting. You can get this hat at patriotwear.com, and you can get raised right at patriotwear.com, baby. Later, folks, I'm out.